Welcome back to my favorite hour of the week. It is time for My Side of the Universe on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM. We actually have a couple different guests today. We're going to start off with Diane Collins, and she's going to talk about her book, Quantum Think, and also some video masterclasses that she's put together. Master Your Mind, Master Your Life, 28 Days to a New You. It's shocking. This thing is 28 days, half hour at a time, on your computer, on your smartphone, however you want to do it. $25, and she is outstanding. So yeah, check that out. Go to DianeCollins.com, see what she has to offer. Today's going to be a lot of fun. So stick with us. Be sure to support our sponsors, the Eastern Utah Tourism and History Association, right downtown Price. Go see Sue Ann and Darren. They'll be on later in the show. And stick around. It's going to be fun. Thank you for joining us on My Side of the Universe on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM. Welcome back to My Side of the Universe on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM. I'm your host, Todd Wilcox, and today we have one of our favorite guests back. It's Diane Collins. She wrote the book Quantum Think, and she also has a set of video. It's a video masterclass called Master Your Mind, Master Your Life, 28 Days to a New You. And you can find those things on DianeCollins.com. So I'd encourage you, if you're not driving, to check that out right now. Don't try to look at your phone and drive, but if you get a chance, get on there so you can see a little bit about what we're talking about as we go. Diane, welcome back to My Side of the Universe.
Thank you so much, Todd. It's just my pleasure to be on your side of the universe. I love it.
Very good. Yes, it's a great side to be on. Not that the other side's bad, but this one's mine. and we like ourselves. So you recently put out the Master Your Mind, Master Your Life courses. Those are pretty new, correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And
it's a video course.
Right.
That I did. It's a 28-day course because originally I was, well, what were you going to ask me about it, Todd?
Oh, I was just going to babble. Go ahead and tell us about it.
Instead, you let me babble.
Absolutely.
Well, here's the thing. You know, I wrote this book, Do You Quantum Think? New Thinking That Will Rock Your World. And basically, it's like a popular history. It's why are we human beings the way we are? How do we think the way we do? And I invented a system of thinking, a trademark, 21 distinctions in new thinking, principles and practices for the mind and awareness that literally have us leap from the perspective of an industrial age, linear logic, only physical matter is real, step-by-step, chronological time, which we know is only one little piece of the universe, right? Like minuscule. And it has us leap to the quantum perspective, a quantum world view, which really started, I'm not going to say, you know, I'm not a scientist. What I do in Quantum Think is show how the discoveries of science shape the way we think. By the way, I am heading toward my video course, but let me just preface it because
yes,
this is part of it.
Sure.
And so quantum think, when, you know, the quantum reality, when Einstein came along and said E equals MC squared, energy and matter are basically convertible, right? They're one and the same, matter being ultra, ultra slow, dense energy. And then I guess in some way that shifted the whole way that we relate to reality, even though it may not have gone into the public mind and awareness and the thinking system. And so then along came the quantum discoveries that basically it was going from a matter-based declaration from the 17th century science, the classical mechanical science, so that it's called which gave rise to machines, you know, oh, the universe is like a big, giant clockwork machine. And if you figure out what the parts are made of and how they work together in a cause and effect, mechanical press on this and that moves, then we'll be able to predict and control nature. And so that was great, and it still exists, and it's still operating, you know, and it's not like we're trading one in for another, but that was a limited and became, in many ways, to be found as inaccurate, the idea that matter is solid and fixed. That's inaccurate. So now the quantum scientists came along, and they said, wait a minute. The universe is not like a giant machine. It's more like a giant mind. And it's not separate parts. And it's energy in flux, informed by intelligence. In fact, it's like we're floating in this quantum mind field, how I like to think of it as the photosphere. And so how does that work? And it's not linear. It's not, you know, we're not limited to step-by-step logic when you want to have something happen. We can generate a quantum effect. And what does that mean? It's a field effect. So it's like when you look in the world, and I want to ground this, well, let me just say something about the video. So what I wanted to do, and then I'm going to go back and ground, why do we need to quantum thing? Okay. What I wanted to do in someone said to me, oh, you have to do this course and for this website, and they need quantum thing on there. So originally I was doing it for them, and it ended up being coming back to me. And my husband and partner in all ways, Alan Collins, master quantum thing coach and consultant. But anyway, so that's how it got to be the 28 days. So what it is quantum think applied in life. And I want to come back and talk about that in a moment. But let's go back to the quantum worldview. Because when you look at what I call the three unmistakable conditions in the world, one is the accelerating pace of change. Now, it happens to be a scientific fact that everything keeps speeding, getting faster and faster. Evolution, everything. And you can tell, right? Doesn't it feel, Todd, like this year, I mean, at the time that we're recording this, it's practically the end of 2018. And it's like, what happened, right? It was like a blink of an eye. And the year went by. Do you have that experience too?
Without question. And every year seems to go faster.
That's right. So we're in the experience of it. We don't need a scientist to tell us, but it is a scientific fact. Everything is, the pace of change and transformation is speeding up. That's the first condition. The second condition is that we are in... my conditions. We are in unfathomable daily change and transformation. And we can see that the systems and structures that we have been living in, I would say, I'm talking about because you and I live in the United States, but in the developed world, let's say, the system, the social systems and structures, the government system, the health system, the education system, all of these things were born under what I lovingly call the old world industrial age worldview. And so when you think, well, how come, you know, all of a sudden it seems like this either or, you know, conservative, liberal, black, white, all these different either-or mechanisms that have been kind of in the background, you know, conditioning our thinking as a human society, and you realize, well, wait a minute, that isn't any longer working. And what if we could think from a quantum worldview? Well, what is that? Thinking from whole systems. Thinking from the whole, for the whole. So as we say, it's not like there aren't differences. We're not a homogenized, you know, boring pot of humanity. No, we'll never be that. We all have unique perspectives. And there are some things that are universally the same. So when you look at it and you think, well, how would we, if we were creating today from the world as it is, this speeded up, the transformation of our, of restructuring of all of our institutions, at least coming under scrutiny and saying, well, wait a minute, does this voting thing work? Does this constitution work? Does it really work if we're going to use this? If we're going to be in contact and in exploration of what we call aliens, I don't really like that word, and I think that's part of the problem why people don't relate to it. Why do we call them aliens? You know, they're fellow galactic beings. But it's like...
I love that.
Right? I mean, really?
Yeah.
Would you like to be called an alien? You know, it's setting us up for, wait a minute, aliens, we're not, you know, we don't want them, you know. Anyway, and so they are. They're, so let's say if we're going to be discovering and contact, and I know that there has been now some disclosure. Personally, I think that's what's going to make, and I don't know when, but I think it'll be imminently soon, where in some way that becomes such a big disclosure and contact that it really reshapes the whole way we relate to each other in the world and to the universe. But getting back, so we need a new way to think, because the technology, which is wonderful, which makes the show possible, which makes it possible for all of us to connect around the world instantaneously, that, you know, not only through your technology, but through mine, we'll get to that, right? That's what I'm thinking. That we, I think they're contacting me, so I'm losing my train there.
That's okay.
But it's like, why do we need to think? We need to, our equipment, our technology is updated. That's what I was going to say. But technology is in large part playing a role in things accelerating, right? And living in a kind of world that is, hold one second, I want to get one drink.
The aliens got Diane for just a second.
Living in the world, sorry about that.
That's okay.
That is beyond the limits of chronological time and physical space, right? In this 24/7 instantaneous beyond time, space, and matter. That we, doesn't it behoove us, it would make sense, we would be wise to start to think from that perspective. So, you know, the third condition is that because of all this going on, or who knows why, but there is daily uncertainty. So we have the pace of change, the transformation, and the restructuring of so many things in society. And thirdly, every day we never know what to expect. Now, lately, there's been a lot of bad stuff. But there's also a lot that is good simultaneously. And so then we have to look at, well, the key distinction of a quantum worldview is that it's called the observer effect. In the quantum think system of thinking, I call it observer-created reality. It's the core distinction. It's the second principle of the 21 in quantum think, the first one being holistic and holographic, that we live in a a universe of whole systems. Everything impacts everything else. And so when you look at what is the observer effect? Well, from the old world view, where you're looking, you're oriented around the physical dimension. Now, we know we're not in a one dimension of physical. We're in a multi-dimensional reality of the physical, the subtle energy, the spiritual, the virtual of mind, the soulful of, you know, evolution and esoteric and however you relate to that, the divine, if you relate to that or not, the sacred, I call it. And so you, and the cosmic, these operating principles of the universe, which we are able to discover and learn how they can work. And of course, now getting back to, you know, the topic of our intergalactic partners out there, that apparently there's technology that they have that we don't have that could be of great help to us. So now getting back. So you're looking at the observer effect. When you're looking in the physical alone, we look separate from each other. We look separate from the earth. We look separate from the objects on my desk, this glass of water in front of me. And yet, from a quantum worldview, there are distinctions, but no actual separations. In the mind field, in the energy field, we're completely connected. And, you know, you don't have to be a scientist to know this. You walk into a room of happy people, you feel it. You walk into a meeting room, you know, and people were just arguing there. And there's an energetic, you know, residue of that kind of negative energy. You can feel it. So we are sensitive beings. It's like we are multidimensional sensory devices. We ourselves. So what is the observer effect? Well, from a quantum worldview, since there are no real separations, right, distinctions, but no actual separations, we have an effect on what we hold in consciousness. We have an effect on what we see. We have an effect on how we interpret a situation. We have an effect on how we judge a person, an institution, a government, a politician. Famous to talk about today, right?
Right.
So, I mean, this is really the good news, because if everything is fixed and solid and absolute, which we know it's not, but if it was, then there would be nothing we could do about it. We would just be, you know, puppets in a, you know, victims in a nefarious universe. But luckily, we have, by, I like to say, divine birthright, been given the opportunity to create, to co-create. We've been given principles of creation. And the main one being the power of our own intent. So I call it one of the five natural faculties of mind. Intent, the directed attention and energy of our awareness. So when we say what you hold in observation, it doesn't mean what you visually see with your perceptual ordinary five senses. It means how you hold something in your mind. So if you're going into a business appointment, right? And you're, let's say you're going to get a job, or you're going to get a new client, or something like that. What are you holding in mind? Well, how I say it is, what you bring is what you get. So when you become aware of that, you're holding, for example, a conclusion. Oh, I don't know whether, you know, I want to get this person as a new client, but I think they're really locked into who they're already doing business with. And plus, I don't know if I have the experience. I'm too young. I'm too old. Whatever conclusions you're living with, that is what you hold in your awareness mind field, your energy field, your personal resonance. The good news is, Todd, that we can shift that, because you walk in with, well, I want, you know, in the background, Don said, I really want your business, but I know you're not going to pick me. Well, universe will deliver because of the scientific principle of sympathetic resonance. We attract in the energy frequency of what we're resonating. So now, what can we do about it? We can notice what I call the automatic, I have a name for it in quantum thinking, least action pathways, the least conscious thoughts, the least, you know, the most mechanical thoughts, the least aware. Just automatic, I say, blame it on the old world, you know, mechanical worldview. In many ways, at this stage of evolution, we have a lot of automaticities. We couldn't live without them. We couldn't survive without them. But when we want to create something new, we want to be able to interrupt those automatic conclusions and judgments when they do not serve us or another. So as you're walking in and you say, okay, what is my intent going into this meeting? You can notice what's already automatically there, interrupt it, knowing it's not the absolute truth. Just because you have a thought doesn't make it the truth. Great, that's good news. And that means I can create a new resonant field. What is my intent? My intent is that Joe, who I'm going into this meeting with, Joe and I are excited about meeting, about talking about the possibilities of working together. And you walk in with that, you just shifted your whole energy field. You shifted your whole mind field. And because we are connected through the invisible energy, intelligent, conscious fields, the other person feels it too. And this is how, this is why I'm passionate about it, why it's so exciting to look at the possibilities of what quantum thinking is all about.
And the exciting part is people don't even, you don't even have to be by them for them to really to know what your intent is. It can be through writing, through a note, through actions. You don't necessarily have to be even in the same room to get that point across that you were just talking about.
That's exactly right. And it can be through thought alone.
Yeah.
And, you know, this sounds pretty far out, but I know that the people with us in this conversation, your listening audience, these blessed people, that we're pretty far out. You know, we understand that all is not what it appears to be, right?
Exactly.
And so in quantum terms, we say things can move forward and backward through time. So as long as it hasn't been observed, I don't have the research in my book, Do You Quantum Think, or in my course, Master Your Mind, Master Your Life. But I do refer to it, and there's a bibliography. You can look it up. There's a lot of research on, and particularly as it applies to health research, where you can, let's say someone had an examination, right? Physiological testing going on. And before a person called the observer actually viewed the results of the test, that result can be altered. These things have been verified. And again, that's not my field. I'm just mentioning it in case anyone wants to check it out. But things move forward and backward through time. See, my role is more as a connector. How does this, because I wanted to know growing up, well, how do we go from merely knowing things, knowing the wisdom, to actually living it? How do we make it practical? You know, a lot of people, Todd, saw the movie years ago, What the Bleep Do We Know? Did you ever see that movie?
Yes.
Yeah. And, you know, this is where it was a movie, it was a hybrid movie, part storyline, part, you know, with a fictional character, and then part documentary interviews with even a channel, right? What was the channel in there? I can't remember the name. But anyway, and scientists, quantum scientists, doctors, and spiritual teachers as well, because the quantum science is now merging again with the universal spiritual wisdom, you know, this idea that we really are connected, it's not just some platitude, and that we are in a multidimensional universe, that we are in a place, even though we use chronological time, and we can measure according to these atomic devices that measure time today, and according to the planetary movements, that we're in fundamentally a reality that is beyond time. So we're beyond time, and we're using time at the same time.
Holy
that's
moly!
That came out like that. But that's one of the quantum thing principles: beyond time. And you know, it really is about. So what I was going to say is, so I feel like my role that I was given, and I say I didn't choose quantum thing; it chose me. But that is to how do we make this practical in daily life? Because of what I was saying earlier, we're in a completely different kind of society and world and experience today. And so how are we going to catch up with a reality that's speeding up if we're only thinking step by step, we'll all get that handled, you know, when all the circumstances line up? Well, we're not going to. We can't catch up with it. So what do? We make that quantum leap. And we learn to live in a reality that functions beyond space-time because we know we can accomplish, and this is what happens with our clients, with my readers, with, you know, the people who I'm very high on my video right now, not on drugs, but I love my video because I call it the ultimate selfie. I produced it myself. I edited it. I've been complimented on it. And thank you, everyone. You know, of course, I see all the flaws in it. But it's I love it because it's 28 days, so 4 weeks. Each week is a different thematic focus. The first week is mastering the five natural faculties of mind. And those faculties are intent, which is the active dynamic of creation that we can use consciously. Intuition, how we connect to this, these intelligences to the field so that we can get information instantaneously without having to go the linear step-by-step intuition. Subtle, and we can receive as well. Intuition is the faculty of mind that enables us to send and receive information at a physical distance from us. And that's what we were talking about before, where you can actually connect with someone through the field, you know, of course, always with the highest, best intentions, without having to be there physically, you brought up.
Right.
The third natural faculty I distinguish as such is subtle energy. How do we work with this energy that we have, that we are, and that we are access to? You know, how do we transmute energy, take it to a higher level? If we're in an anger state, how do we use that energy? I do it on the tennis court. You know, you get upset, you're this, you're that, you're playing sports, really. And then I think, well, wait a minute. This is energy. I can take it to a higher place. I can transmute it. I can be an alchemist here. So subtle energy. The fourth natural faculty is resonance that I spoke of early, that we are all always, you know, emanating our personal resonant field. And it's energy in flux. We can shift it any time. And we can even shift the field of a room we're in. It only takes one to tango in a quantum world. That's in my second week of the course on relationships. But the fifth natural faculty being meditation. Now, I consider meditation a natural faculty of mind, not only a practice. It's a great practice. There are many forms of meditation. And so the first week of the course, Mastering the Five Natural Faculties of Mind, this I'll go through quick because I want people to be aware of it. The second week of the course is mastering high-quality relationships. And it's all kinds of relationships. Start with the relationship with yourself, with the relationship with the planetary energies and the energies of the time we're in. We could talk about that a little. And, of course, relationships with others, whether it be romantic or any relationship. And the relationship to the evolution of relationships. That's the last day of that week. The third week of the course is mastering a conscious relationship with money. Now, I'm not a financial expert, and it's not really about that. But the more, you know, we have so much charge on this, you know, reaction around this area of money and our relationship with money. You know, if money is evil, if it's good, if it's going out of existence because, you know, the futurists are discussing how we're not going to have a monetary society or we have cryptocurrencies along the way, whatever it is. But how do we personally have a relationship with money so that we're comfortable with it, that we're happy about it? That's the third week. And the fourth week is mastering living your purpose. And that really is about how do you connect to those unique gifts and talents that you are born with. And I show you exactly how to do that by looking at the patterns. Nature accomplishes through patterns of relationships, and we have a pattern of relationship in our lives. So when you look at, oh, it's whole system. And then, but we're kind of look at our lives, tell me what you think about this, Todd, as because we're conditioned without realizing it by that industrial age separation consciousness where you think, oh, well, I used to be a nurse, but now I'm a, you know, mortgage broker or the reverse, you know, but that wasn't it, but maybe this is it, because we don't see the connectivity. We don't see that from when we're born, we have patterns, we have proclivities, we're drawn to certain topics. Why are we drawn to, right, ufology? Why are we drawn to the exploration of the universe? And when we start to look at that and you start to see it throughout your life, you'll see that it's all connected. Anyway, have you ever looked at that? So that's the fourth week of the course. So yes, I'm promoting my course because I want everyone to do it. And it's 30 minutes a day. Of course, you don't have to do it. You do it whenever you want because it's in an online course platform. And the thing about it is, Todd, I made it the price of a movie tape. My husband says I made it practically free and against all, you know, marketing, PR advice to make it much higher. But really, yeah. I want everyone to be able to live the quantum principles in everyday life. So I made it like the price of a book.
Yes.
And so that's what I'll say about that. Now we can talk about other things, but I did want to say that, you know, this is the time we're in. It's time we need to come together. You know, the government isn't going to do it for us, right?
Right.
You see that. It can't. So why is it important to live your purpose, or at least to discover something about what your unique contribution is? Because which your purpose gets expressed all the time in many, many ways. It's not one thing, you know, it's, you cannot not live your purpose, but when you become aware of what it is, it makes it stronger.
And you know,
when you look at,
oh, go ahead.
You go ahead.
Okay.
I'm talking. Thank you for letting me share that.
Sure. What I run into more often than not with people is it's all about purpose. They're looking for purpose. What's my purpose? And if this, not if this, when this shows their purpose, I've got to tell you, for the price that you're charging, and I'm gonna blow this up for you. She's only charging $25, guys. You're not even a dollar a day to do this. I about fell off my chair when I saw the price. I was expecting at least 10 times that amount. You are virtually giving it away, and I believe by doing that, you're going to make the world a much better place. So that is just phenomenal that you're giving all that for only $25. And I know I sound like the infomercial guy, but
I know.
I was shocked.
Thank you, Todd. That was my business partner said, "What?" And I said, "No, this is what we're doing."
Fantastic. But, we do, Diane. We do need
and,
to...
you know, I like entertainment, so I did make it entertaining, let me put it that way.
For sure. We do need to break away for a commercial, but we are going to be right back with more talking to Diane Collins about Quantum Think and whatever else we may get to on My Side of the Universe on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. Welcome back to My Side of the Universe on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm joined today by our sponsors. We have Darren and Sue Ann. I decided to change it up. I usually say Sue Ann first, but I thought I'd throw Darren out there first. Owners of the Eastern Utah Tourism and History Association. And Darren has promised to cause an international incident today. So I can't wait to hear what he's got on his mind. Darren, let's hear it.
Well, you know, there's just a threat that we talked about in 2008 and we work on that just has not been addressed. And it builds every time this year. And that's of disenfranchised, non-taxpaying, apparitionist Americans.
Please tell me more.
In September, you know, they start appearing. By October, you know, everything is around them, and we're doing these hunts looking for apparitionist Americans. By November, they're voting 1-4 times from the cemetery. And then come December, they are doing full manifestations in people's houses, calling themselves grandiose names like so-and-so of past, of present, of future, quantum realities, all of this stuff. And, you know, it just, I blame this Charlie Dickens bloke for building it up.
Yeah, Charlie did kind of start the whole mess, and then people ran with it. So, Darren, I can't help but tell you, as you're going on your rant there, I'm picturing somebody on YouTube in their truck, of course, with a gun rack and, usually one of those really long, goatees, you know, that hang down past their belly button.
Yeah.
And they just rant about everything. So I couldn't be more impressed about how you started with this. are you driving by chance?
No, but Kitty's over here next to me with her face covered by her hands right now.
Excellent.
And, you know, the problem grows and we don't know who to call. And definitely not Ghostbusters after this last reboot. So,
oh, Lord,
you know,
yeah.
I've only said that gross commercialism and consumerism tends to keep them at bay so they don't appear in your house rattling chains, throwing cans of soup. And, you know, with our gift shop, we have T-shirts, we have postcards, books, some of which we wrote, we have photos. For some reason, Suanne's starting to cry.
It's happy tears.
It's something.
So, yes, I couldn't agree more. You have a fantastic store. And you know, my favorite part, and I talk about it every time, is the rocks and the crystals and the petrified critters, all those things that you have. That's my favorite part of your store. And great gifts, great prices. And yeah, let's support consumerism and go down and check this place out.
I mean, the year's running out. We have to do what we can. I mean, they dedicate a day to it called Black Friday.
Yes. Will you be open and available on Black Friday?
Yes. In fact, we will be running some specials, and up until Christmas, we will be doing a little thing where you get to pick a box, and when you open it up, you'll get some sort of discount running, I believe, from 5 to 15%. I don't know. We got the Ups guy here delivering brochures. So Sue Ann's out there, and I can't get an answer.
No, that's fantastic. So when people are purchasing, they pick a box, and that'll show the discount that they're going to get on that particular transaction.
Yes. And we'll scramble it up kind of like a shell game, that kind of thing.
Yes, you have to make it a game of chance. And you should probably even have a box that has like a scorpion or something in it. There has to be some kind of, balance. You get the good with the discount, and you should probably get stung or slapped or something if you pick the wrong box, don't you think?
She wants to know if you're a Roman emperor. I suppose we could do the traditional lump of coal.
There you go. There you go. And that leaves no marks other than dirt, you know, the grime on your fingers. So that would work out very well. I really like it.
And so, yes, currently getting in the mood. We have everything. We're going to be doing our decorations and trying to hire this Christmas ghost. I mean, I got to be PC. Apparitionist American of Christmas cheer.
Love it. You know, in a couple weeks, through the magic of time travel, we'll be talking about the way we identify things. So I'm loving how you are approaching this with the non-taxpaying apparition Americans. And you know, there seems to be some really getting involved in a local election. Recently, magically, as we get farther and farther from election day, one of the candidates is making great strides catching up. And I'm just curious, on that one, there could be some, apparitions involved in that. I'm thinking.
Oh yeah. I mean, that was part of the doing our haunted tours this year. I mean, pardon the pun, the cemetery tours were kind of dead because all there were pollsters going among the cemeteries trying to find people to vote.
And that kind of, it not only keeps the things that you're looking for at bay, but it just kind of takes the fun out of it when you have to deal with politics where you're out doing one of those things.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, you're sitting there, you're talking about the person's history, all of a sudden an arm pops up with a vote, I voted sticker, yeah.
Oh, Lord, I'm picturing one of those old cemeteries with the stickers all over the headstones, even the ones you can't read. And I voted. What an incredible comic picture that would be. Darren, you have...
1869, I voted.
You have absolutely made my day. Before we go, can you just quickly tell us the address of your place and the best way for people to find you?
Yes, we are 96 North Carbon Avenue in Price, Utah. Basically, you come off the exit by the hospital, the west exit, You come straight down over the overpass. You can't miss us. We're the little gray building on the side. Opposite the Tuscan, we have a nice new 11-foot tall visitor information flag out on the corner. We finally got our window claims that state our new status of also being a exhibit museum and an archive, in addition to visitor information and a gift shop. And we have some lovely pictures of Utah, and hopefully we'll start coming to an agreement where we can get our metal signage up and that 911 pawn on the side will disappear.
Very good. We hope that happens soon. And Darren, I've got to tell you, I have a sore face from laughing at this. Thank you for joining us today on My Side of the Universe.
Thank you for having me.
Very good. We'll be right back with more on My Side of the Universe on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I can't believe my favorite hour of the week is almost over. Thank you for joining us on My Side of the Universe. It is always a pleasure to be here. This is by far my funnest time of the week. Thank you for being with me each week as we talk to unique guests around the world and in our own backyard. Today we got to talk to a lady from Miami and some friends in Price. So we get a little bit of everything here. Thank you for joining us. And be sure to support our sponsors, the Eastern Utah Tourism and History Association, Sue Ann and Darren. Go see them. Great stuff for Christmas. Great stuff for any occasion, birthdays, whatever. And you might even see or hear a ghost while you're in there. So stop by and see them. Next week, we're going to have more from Diane. This is a special three-part deal that she's doing with us. So for this week and next week and the week after, we're going to have Diane Collins on along with Darren and Sue Ann, and it's going to be fun. I can't wait. Really looking forward to what this brings. Be sure to go to DianeCollins.com, see her book. I love the book. I have wore that book out, and I'll be starting the master class here soon. So I encourage you to do as well. I think it's great, and you can't beat $25 for what she's putting out there. So stick with us. We'll see you again next week. And remember, you matter. Until you multiply yourself by the speed of light squared, then you energy. We'll see you next week on My Side of the Universe on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.